Our next guest is Vice President of Disaster Operations and Logistics for the American Red Cross, Brad Kaiserman. How are you this morning, Brad?
I'm good, Skip. How are you doing?
Thank you for joining us on the show. And I realize that 2015 has been an unusually busy year for the Red Cross. You know, disasters this year from the wildfires in California in the south, now flooding in Mississippi, and tornadoes this past weekend in Texas. How does the Red Cross deal with this? How do you help, Brad? Talk to me.
Well, the Red Cross is there for folks in the community. We provide shelter, food, and comfort regardless of the cause of the emergency or the disaster. And we do that through an all-volunteer organization that functions solely off the generosity of its donors. Even this morning, that we had this incredible weather over the holiday weekend, and it's still going on today, as you said. We've got about 1,300 people in 30 shelters across the country that are either opened as the Red Cross or we're supporting others in opening just to provide that kind of assistance as these tornadoes and blizzards and floods and wildfires, even in California, still move through, Skip.
Now, Brad, you've been on the ground for a number of disasters. What's it like from your perspective?
Well, you know, you get into a community in the immediate aftermath of a disaster, and you see people who really have been thrown into chaos. I heard one gentleman in Texas this morning say he had been struck by a tornado, and he said, "We went from happy to homeless in a minute." And that is true in so many of these events where evacuations occur quickly, and people literally leave their homes with the clothes on their back. And as horrific as these events are, and I've seen some really horrible ones this year, what I also see every time is the community coming to the aid of its members and its neighbor helping neighbor, and I haven't seen an event yet where that didn't happen and really provide assistance.
Brad Kaiserman is the Vice President of Disaster Operations for the Red Cross. Brad, answer me this. How exactly does the Red Cross help?
So we do a couple things here. So we'll open shelters for people. We'll work with the local governments to figure out where there's a need for people who have been out of their homes, say a huge multifamily fire in apartments or the flooding that's going on, people are evacuated. So we'll open shelters, and we'll make sure that those shelters are accessible to folks who have access and functional needs or disabilities, as well as the general community. So they've got a roof over their head and a place to stay while the response work is ongoing. We provide casework. Just this last year, we helped about 215,000 people across the country with disaster casework, and that means providing, you know, with some funds, a couple hundred dollars to help them get through the 48-hour, 72-hour period until the broader response network and government can kick in. We also provide people with food. You know, we work with our partners, the Southern Baptists and others, Salvation Army, and set up food kitchens, and we'll provide the food, and they cook it, and then we'll deliver it using our emergency response vehicles. And that's all volunteers, right? Volunteers driving those vehicles, volunteers making the food, volunteers operating the shelters, all volunteers, all based on the generosity of our donors. So I do encourage people to think about volunteering and donating and giving blood. All those things can save lives, and people can do that by going online to redcross.org or 800-RED-CROSS.
We hear about the Red Cross, but we never think about to the extent in which you're involved. But thinking back to all the disasters that you've seen this year, what stands out most to you? What do you remember the most today?
Well, I certainly remember my first few weeks of the summer was dealing with Typhoon Sudalor out in Saipan, which is in the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas. That's a United States territory, United States citizens on the island of Saipan, 6,000 miles from California, out of their homes, devastated by a typhoon that the media really wasn't covering, but these people really needed help. And we were moving people from across the United States out to Saipan to help those folks. And the thing that really stands out in my mind personally, I stood on a mountaintop, a place called Cobb in California, after the wildfires, and I just saw parcels of ash that used to be people's home with nothing left standing except maybe a stone fireplace or a melted car, and these people sifting through the ash for some evidence of their past lives. And I saw the community come out, faith-based organizations, the Lions Club, local government, and others, and we were there with them, with our partners, helping those folks. And they really did rise up from the ashes, and they will. But that was a horrific fire, the Rocky Fire out in California this year.
And the way people can help, we can go for more information to redcross.org, correctly?
Absolutely, redcross.org or call 800-RED-CROSS. Donating money, donating your time as a volunteer, or giving blood, all of those things will save lives.
Brad Kaiserman, Vice President of Disaster Operations and Logistics for the American Red Cross, wishing you the best in 2016, Brad. Thank you so much.
You too. A happy, healthy, safe new year.